conservative lobbying organization and the majority of its board members received more than $2 million in forgivable federal loans as it advocated against government assistance. James Dawson reports.
The influential Idaho Freedom Foundation lobbies the state legislature every year on issues of fiscal conservatism and limited government. But new data show the group applied and received nearly $130,000 as part of the federal Paycheck Protection Program. Five of its board members received about $2 million combined. Board member Brian Smith received about $205,000 split between his law office and a medical debt collection agency he founded.
It is compensation for damages caused by the government in the first place. That's unlike some other programs that exist where the government just hands out money having not damaged the individual to begin with.
Smith says he would have preferred the PPP never existed, but he applied for the money to make up for lost revenue caused by what he calls government-created hysteria in response to the pandemic. The Idaho Freedom Foundation, in a statement, agreed with Smith. Its president, Wayne Hoffman, also wrote on Facebook Wednesday, quote, "We also knew that pro-socialist groups would have no problem whatsoever accepting all the money they could from the government. We decided it only made sense to do the same." James Dawson, Boise State Public Radio News.